Hi, you've arrived at another Outside the Box. Are you ready for the quiz? Today's topic is needs or wants. If you've listened to past Outside the Box features, you know that I sound like a broken record when I talk about the economy. Our economy should be based on everyone's needs, not their wants. In past decades, advertising spin doctors and commercial messages encouraged us to have it all. Whatever we wanted, we could have if we had the price. Whether it was a fancier smelling bar of soap or a vacation halfway around the world. However, that abundance is disappearing. We're running out of cheap, unlimited supplies of most natural resources. We have to share them more and more with people throughout the world who have the same needs and wants that we do. Let's face it, if we're lucky, there may be enough for everyone's needs in this world, but not everyone's wants. Clearly, we all have the same basic needs: clean water and air, enough food and clothing, a place to live, and opportunities to learn. We need good health, time for leisure, and a way to contribute to our economy and culture. But what's a need and what's a want? How can we tell the difference? Do we all have the same needs, or do they vary from person to person? Let's do a short quiz and see if you can decide which is which for yourself. You can make a chart with a line down the middle and write needs on one side and wants on the other. For example, for you, is a telephone a need or a want? Is it hard to say which, or is it obvious? Let's try some others. Pen and paper. Is it a want or a need? How about a newspaper or a book? Want or need? What about a painkiller like ibuprofen or cough syrup? Need or want? A computer on which you may be listening to this feature, or a radio. Is it a need or a want? Ice cream. We all need food, but this particular food, a want or a need? How about a comb or deodorant? Need or want? A refrigerator. Want or need? And what about a vehicle to travel around in? Is it something you want or need? Now, how many items are on the need side of the ledger and how many on the want side? And a few other questions. What resources must we have to provide almost 7 billion people on this planet with their needs but not their wants? How might you list your list of needs and wants compare with someone in suburban Boston, or Mexico, or Bangladesh? And are you willing to give up things that are clearly wants rather than needs, no matter how enjoyable? If so, which ones? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping you'll concentrate on providing for your needs, whatever those are, and cutting down on your wants.